This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Nichols. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor says the president is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. In a memo released Saturday night, the naval commander, Dr. Sean Conley, says that Mr. Trump meets the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria for safely discontinuing isolation, and that by currently recognized standards, he's no longer considered a transmission risk. The memo follows Mr. Trump's first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for coronavirus. Hundreds of people gathered Saturday afternoon on the South Lawn for a Trump address on his support for law enforcement from a White House balcony. Meanwhile, former New Jersey governor and Trump supporter former Governor Chris Christie tweeted Saturday that he is out of the hospital following treatment for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Christie was one of several who attended a Rose Garden event with President Trump and later announced that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Christie was also with Trump for debate prep. On October 3rd, he tweeted in consultation with doctors he was checking himself into the hospital for treatment because of his risk factors, including asthma. He also said on Twitter he was grateful for all the care and support he'd received and will have more to say later. I'm Julie Walker.
Brazil's count of COVID-19 deaths has surpassed 150,000, despite signs the pandemic is slowly retreating in Latin America's largest nation. The Brazilian Health Ministry reported Saturday night that the death toll now stands at more than 150,000. The figure is the world's second highest behind the United States, according to the tally maintained by Johns Hopkins. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has faced fierce criticism of his handling of the health crisis and changed health ministers twice in the midst of the pandemic. This is VOA News.